The following WizCast is brought to you in living stereo by the Naked Wiz Foundation. Better living through WizCasting. Hello, this is the Naked Wiz coming to you via WizCast, the latest internet technology that allows even the little man to broadcast around the globe, across the seven seas, and right into your ears. So stay tuned now as we bring you WizCast. Wow, it's been 3 years since our last WizCast. So what brought us out of our WizCast stupor and prompted us to produce this latest effort? The Army. You know, be all that you can be and all that. We recently took part in a barbecue for our troops event at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. We'll explain more about barbecue for our troops in a minute, but this was our third time cooking for troops, and we decided it might be fun to try to do a WizCast centered around one of these events. So after we take a quick break, we'll be back to ramble on about barbecue for our troops and the Fort Bragg event with live audio clips and who knows what else. Don't go away. Traditionally, this portion of the WizCast has been devoted to shamelessly trying to convince any potential sponsors that they might be interested in sponsoring an upcoming WizCast. In other words, this section of the WizCast is shamelessly for sale. Well, 3 years have passed and nothing has changed. If you're interested in purchasing time in our next WizCast, just drop us an email using the link that can be found at the bottom of every one of our webpages at www.nakedwiz.com. You'll probably regret it, but hey, that's WizCasting. Okay, we're back and ready to tell you a little bit about Barbecue for Our Troops. First of all, Barbecue for Our Troops was formerly known as Operation Barbecue, but the name has recently changed. However, whichever name you use, folks will know what you're talking about. Perhaps it is best summed up in the phrase that you'll find at the top of their website. To honor those who protect our freedoms and our loved ones with the hospitality of the uniquely American meal of barbecue. Essentially, Barbecue for Our Troops is a grassroots effort to show support for those men and women who serve in our armed forces. It tries to get people involved from different regions of the United States. Both individuals as well as competition barbecue teams come together and cook for this cause. A lot of folks have a lot of different ideas about what barbecue is, even confusing barbecue with grilling or other forms of cooking. Barbecue for Our Troops provides barbecue that's cooked low and slow. Briskets and pork butts are cooked at low temperatures for 12, even 16 hours to produce real barbecue for the troops. All the food's donated. Usually at these events, the only thing the military pays for are the drinks. All the meat, the buns, beans, slaw, potato salad, all the food is donated. Obviously, it takes a lot of time, effort, and money to get all this done. You can help to keep Barbecue for Our Troops running by visiting their website at www.barbecueforourtroops.com. That's www.bbqfourtroops.com. There you can find out the dates of upcoming events, contact Barbecue for Our Troops to volunteer for an event, and you can also donate money at that website using PayPal. Barbecue for Our Troops is now a registered 501c3 organization, so your contributions are fully tax deductible. And of course, you should remember that if you do volunteer to participate at one of these events, your mileage and expenses are also tax deductible. So stay tuned. After this short break for station identification, we'll be back with part two of this historic fourth ever WizCast to talk about this specific event, which was held on March 13th, 2009 at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, including some audio clips from the event. You're listening to WizCast. WizCast. This is the Naked Wiz Wizcasting Network, brought to you by the Naked Wiz website, on the web at www.nakedwiz.com. That's www.nakedwhiz.com. We are also sponsored by the Lump Charcoal Database, which you can find on the web at www.lump-charcoal.com. Welcome back to part 3 of this historic 4th ever Wizcast. We've been talking about barbecue for our troops, but now it's time to talk about a recent barbecue for our troops event, which occurred on March 13, 2009 at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. It was held for the troops and families of the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, a unit of the famed 82nd Airborne Division. The 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade was deploying to Afghanistan in about 2 weeks, and the Army held an event for the members of the brigade and their families. In addition to the barbecue that was served, the Army provided entertainment for the kids, beer, live performances by Bill West and the Truth, Matt Stillwell, and Heidi Newfield. But we want to talk about barbecue. Before we do, however, we want to recognize all the folks who volunteered and made this event possible. In no particular order, David Clark, a.k.a. Charleston Dave, drove up from Charleston, South Carolina. Roy Murray of Tar Heel Smokers came from Hertford, North Carolina, towing a large trailer with living quarters, kitchen, and smokers. Pete Benack was the organizer, and he came up from Kittrell, North Carolina, bringing multiple big green egg cookers. Doug Vaza, also known as Sparky, came up from Georgia, while Bill Martin drove all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. Mike Lewis of the Stoke and Smoke Barbecue team brought his cooker from Raleigh, North Carolina, along with friend Mike Farrell and daughter Megan Farrell. Tom McCarthy and his son Chris came from Georgia, towing a Lang smoker behind them. Robert and Lynn Entrekin and Phyllis and Jim Gorham of the Holy Smoke Barbecue team drove up from Alabama, towing a Southern Pride K-Series cooker behind their large motorhome. And finally, Tommy Houston of the Checkered Pig Barbecue team drove all the way from Martinsville, Virginia, towing an enormous cooking enterprise comprised of, among other things, two monstrous Southern Pride cookers that could hold enough food to feed a small country. Tommy was accompanied by two of his friends, Andy Phillips and Robert Hopkins. So this group of people, along with yours truly, cooked enough meat to feed an anticipated crowd of about 3,000 people. But enough talk, let's get to an audio clip from the event. When we arrived, we found two Black Hawk helicopters sitting on the washstand that we were supposed to occupy. In addition, Pete Benack, the organizer, was late in arriving due to a few problems, so finding some time on our hands, the Army gave us a quick tour of the helicopters. Here are some of the sounds from the flight line that afternoon.
Well, I don't know if you can hear this or not, but we're here at Fort Bragg, and we're at the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade washstand, and what you hear there in the background is a Black Hawk helicopter. It's his APU is running. He's getting ready to fire it up and take off. Got his main engines running now. You can hear his rotors going. Well, it's pretty noisy out here on the flight line. We've got a Black Hawk helicopter about to lift off here. Now the Black Hawk helicopter is taxiing away from the flight line. It's noisy, it's windy. Where do they get these toys?
We We'd like to thank our sponsors of this historic fourth ever WizCast. We'd like to thank our sponsors, but like we said earlier, we don't have any. We'll just leave it for now. We would like to thank Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, though, for the use of their hit song, Slave to Love, during this historic fourth ever WizCast. We'd also like to thank the Killers for the use of one of their songs that we'll use to close out the show. Okay, welcome back to our special Barbecue for Our Troops WizCast. As we said earlier, this event was organized by Pete Benack, who's also known as Celtic Wolf. One of the interesting stories behind this event was the fact that it nearly didn't happen at all for lack of donations. At the last minute, a member of the Big Green Egg online forum posted a call for donations, and within an hour, Pete had about $2,700 in donations from Big Green Egg owners to buy the food. So now, let's hear from Pete as he was taking a moment's rest the afternoon of the big event.
Okay. Well, this is Doug Hanthorn, also known as the Naked Wiz, and I've got Pete Benack with me. He's known as Celtic Wolf. We're here at Fort Bragg in North Carolina cooking barbecue for a bunch of soldiers who are about to deploy to Afghanistan. The wind is howling, the rain is drizzling, it's cold. Tell me, Pete, when you were 8 years old, did you think that you'd be out here in the middle of North Carolina cooking barbecue for a bunch of soldiers?
No, I didn't. To be honest with you, it's like I didn't even think I was going to be cooking barbecue when I was 8 years old.
Well, we're here cooking barbecue, like I say. This is an effort to get a bunch of volunteers together and cook barbecue for the troops. How did you get started in doing this?
Well, I used to belong to the California Barbecue Association, and they did this out in California. Guy I know by the name of Del King, he asked if I would help him here at Camp Lejeune last year, and then he asked me if I would do some here like this one this year, so here I am.
Well, I was there with you at Camp Lejeune the last 2 years, and we had a good time. The weather was warm, a little bit different this time. We're actually on a wash pad for a bunch of helicopters here. Every now and then you can hear the helicopters starting up and taxiing out of here. I hear there was one last night.
One this morning that woke me up. What time was that? About 6 o'clock, I think, 6:30.
Well, I guess the Army never sleeps.
No, it doesn't.
So how many people are we expecting here tonight?
3,600, give or take a few.
And that's families and soldiers. We've got some entertainment lined up for them. Well, actually, the Army has some entertainment lined up for them. Let's do a little bit of the numbers here. Give me an idea of the quantities of food that we're talking about.
1,200 pounds of pork, 780 pounds of potato salad, 490 pounds of beans, 240 pounds of coleslaw.
Oh, well, that's a lot of food, and I guess it all got paid for by donations. Where did much of this money come from?
Bulk of it came from the Big Green Egg Farm. People from all over the country donated whatever they could, including a Canadian who donated a lot of money.
Well, that's good. That's good. And that way the military ends up typically at these events just paying for the drinks. All the food gets paid for by volunteers. Well, we've got a lot of volunteers here to help us out. There's at least three huge rigs here, a couple of competition teams. Basically, tell us a little bit about all the people who have come to help with this event.
Well, there's Tar Heel Smokers. Roy comes from Hereford, North Carolina. Tommy Houston, he's a big barbecuer out of Virginia. He's got the biggest rig here. Lynn comes from Alabama, and she normally does these at Fort Campbell in Alabama. And they're known as Holy Smokes Barbecue. We got Sparky from the Big Green Egg Farm that's here, and got Mike from Raleigh, and a couple of his friends have come. And Tommy Houston's brought a few of his friends. We got William from Missouri here. And he's also on the Big Green Egg Farm. He came all the way visiting family and decided to come up here and help us. Of course, there's you. We're going to put you to work. Charleston Dave out of Charleston, South Carolina came up.
Well, that sounds great. We've got people from all over the South and Midwest here helping to volunteer. I hear there was some socializing going on last night. Perhaps you could explain what kind of socializing was going on so that perhaps anyone who's interested in the socializing aspect might volunteer for one of these coming up.
Well, we decided that when I first come down here, deputy commander of the brigade had invited me over to dinner at their award-winning dining facility here on the post. And they had crab legs and what they were referring to as steak. So I promised him the best steak he was ever tasted. So I fed everybody last night steak and baked potatoes. A bunch of us, the soldiers, were in and out of here most of the night until about midnight, talking to us and figuring out what's going on here and basically drooling over the smells that were going on. Along about 1 o'clock, I went to bed, so that was the end of the socializing for the day.
So whatever happened after that, you just don't know about?
I haven't got a clue. Sound asleep until the alarm on one of the gurus went off at, you know, twice in the middle of the night. Other than that, that was on the 6:30 wake-up of the helicopter.
And, of course, you can't see this on a podcast, but basically what Pete has is a little one-man sleeping cubicle. I don't know what to call it.
It's a cot tent.
Oh, it's a cot tent, Pete says. And he spent the night in there, and we will have a picture of him crawling out this morning on the website later on. So we've got a bunch of different kinds of sleeping arrangements here. Some of us who have brains went to a motel last night. Others have trailers here with king-size beds and heaters and everything. It's wonderful. A couple of fellas slept in the bed of their pickup truck with a tarp tied over it. So everybody pretty much is doing here whatever it takes to get the job done.
Some of the people actually stayed with the deputy commander last night at his house.
Okay. Well, thanks, Pete, for this interview. You can go back to eating your biscuit now. And good luck on the event. We serve at 5 o'clock tonight, so we've got 1,200 pounds of pork to pull and hundreds of pounds of beans to heat up and all.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this quick break. Well, it's time to thank sponsors again, but we haven't obtained any in the 15 minutes since we started this Whizcast. So instead, we'd like to extend special thanks to Tommy Houston of the Checkered Pig Cooking Team, who really made the event go smoothly with all of his equipment and expertise. You haven't pulled 172 pork butts until you've pulled 172 pork butts. Tommy and his crew, assisted by the volunteers, were an absolute barbecue machine, producing some of the best pulled pork we've had in some time. You might want to check out the Checkered Pig webpage at www.checkeredpig.com. Now it's time to hear from some of the other folks at this event. First, we have a clip of Lieutenant Colonel Truitt, the Deputy Brigade Commander. Well, this is the Naked Whiz again. I'm here with Lieutenant Colonel Truitt. He's the Deputy Brigade Commander of the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade here at Fort Bragg. Lieutenant Colonel Truitt, could you just give us a few words about what the event is today and, you know, what it means to the soldiers and so forth?
Okay. Well, we found out a couple months ago, or probably January, that we were deploying to Afghanistan about 5-6 months earlier than we anticipated. So it was all fairly short notice, but we wanted to have a farewell party to send our guys off, sort of in style, and make it as good as we could. And got connected with Pete and Celtic Barbecue, Celtic Spirit Barbecue.
Right.
And things kind of went from there. It was very short notice. I think from the day we decided to do this till now, it's been about 30 days. So just the fact that we were able to, you know, get you guys on board and get out here is, I guess, sort of a testament to what you guys are willing to do and how far you'll go to take care of the troops. But really, it's just a way to try to thank our soldiers, our family members, and the people that support the brigade, to get them out here to feed them, have a good time, have some good music, and again, just try to let them know that we appreciate the sacrifices they make for the nation, and get them ready to go.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot.
We also spent a little time with Mike Lewis of the Stoke and Smoke Barbecue Cooking Team, one of the volunteers who brought a cooker in to help with the event.
Well, I'm here with Mike Lewis. Mike is a volunteer from North Raleigh who's come down to Fort Bragg to help out with this Operation Barbecue. He's a member of the Stoke and Smoke Cooking Team. And Mike, how'd you find out about this?
Well, I go on the National Barbecue News Forum, and we did participate last year in the Camp Lejeune Cook in June. And I kind of keep up on what's going to go on, and then I heard that Pete was going to be putting this one on down here at Fort Bragg, so I wanted to get on board. It's a fulfilling thing.
So how many of these cooks have you been involved in?
This will be the second. We did the Camp Lejeune, like I said, last year, and then this will be our second one.
Okay, so we can look forward to having you at some more of these events?
Oh, by all means. It's rewarding for myself and the friends that I bring along, as it is for the soldiers and the people that we're trying to serve today.
Well, I noticed that you've got a stumped smoker. You're one of the fellows who brought a cooker to help cook the meat for the event. So how do you like this cooker? How many butts are you cooking here today?
I really like my stumps. We cooked about 16 last night I put on, and we've been cooking since 10:30 last night. Yeah, I like it so that when we get it set up, get the thing up to temperatures, I have a stoker hooked to it. It'll maintain its temperatures, and I can go to bed.
You said earlier off the air that you get more questions than anything else about your cooker about this automotive finish. How's that automotive finish work for you?
Oh, I'll tell you, every place I go, I shine it up. Just stick a little 409 on it, and I have waxed it before, so yeah, it's a pretty thing for me.
Okay, and on that note, I think we'll end this interview. Thank you, Mike.
And finally, one last short audio clip we recorded during the event.
Well, it's 7 o'clock at night, and as you can hear in the background, the band is playing. We've served up, at least 1,000, 1,500 plates of food here tonight. It's a great success. Everybody seems to be having a great time. So we'll just leave you with that.
Normally, this portion of our Wizcast is devoted to letters from our listeners. However, we thought it would be appropriate for this special Wizcast to include a few outtakes from our Wizcast instead. No live recording involving human beings can possibly avoid a few gaffes along the way, so here we go. This first outtake should require no explanation if you remember that we were cooking for soldiers. You know, Army soldiers.
Okay, here we go. Well, this is Doug Hanthorn, also known as the Naked Wiz, and I'm at Fort Bragg in North Carolina with Pete Banak, also known as the Celtic Wolf. Well, not the Celtic Wolf, but Celtic Wolf.
I think I'm the only one.
We're here. It's cold. The wind is blowing. The rain is drizzling every now and then. So tell me, Pete, when you were 8 years old, did you think that you would ever be out in the middle of North Carolina cooking barbecue for a bunch of Marines? Oh, start over!
And finally, we have this next clip. Listen carefully to what goes on in the background as the Naked Whiz tries to conduct an interview with the Deputy Brigade Commander.
Well, this is the Naked Whiz again. I'm here with Lieutenant Colonel Truitt, the Deputy Brigade.
You gotta love barbecue people, don't you? So, that's it for this historic fourth ever Whizcast. Keep an eye on our Whizcasting webpage at www.nakedwhiz.com/Whizcast for any signs of an historic fifth ever Whizcast. We hope you've enjoyed this Whizcast, and we'd like to leave you with a wish for good luck and a safe deployment to all the members of the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade. We hope they all come home safely, and we'll leave you with the killer song, Everything Will Be All Right. Thanks for listening, and good night from Whizcast.